Hi everyone, welcome to Empower. My power, your power, our power. On this episode, we will be exploring the journey of a one-of-a-kind store for all your interior spaces and needs. Auxiliaries, or as we all know it, Auxhome. Auxhome has earned the status of a design hub, dealing with exclusive interior design, design products and lifestyle accessories that are presented under one roof at the Auxiliaries Design Showroom in New Delhi. The journey of Auxhome started in 2011 by its founders, Chitwi and Harpreet Singh. It has been a decade-long passion project and a business which helps bring amazing international products to Indian homes. In the world of home and interiors, Auxhomes is the bridge that connects Europe to India as it sources premium products mainly from Italy, bringing the finest brands, the finest designs and craftsmanship in the world to our stores and shores. Every product in Auxhome has a story to tell, right from housing the best brands for interiors and furnishing like Molteni, Armani Dada, Floss and Glass Italia, among many others. Customers will be spoiled for choice in finding the right fit for their homes. So let's find out more about this unique store. Hello, Chitwi and Harpreet. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for your beautiful introduction.
No, yes. Thank you. I'm sorry, there's so much to say about you guys. No, but thank you for having me over at your stunning store. Can't wait to walk around and show everyone the beautiful products that you display. So welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's start with you telling us how it all began. It is such a different concept. We would love to know, how did Auxhome come into being?
I think a decade now, and it's a journey, you know, it's a journey for us. Every day is an emotion.
Yes.
That's how we sum up our 10 years.
Okay.
But how it started is because, you know, India is progressing. Mm-hmm. India had a certain demand of luxury, mm-hmm. and there was no store which was offering a complete solution. They were traders in the market, so we thought we'll start an inception by choosing the Italian product, mm-hmm. where we can offer different products to the clients, mm-hmm. we can give them an experience. I think that's the seed of the thought where our journey began.
So the idea was always we were bent towards more Italian,
right.
rather than any other like Chinese or somebody else. So we always had a good taste towards a premium product and all. So
yes.
we always had a thought that we'll be doing only premium products into the
Correct.
Market. Yeah.
Yes. So like beautiful craftsmanship, lovely design.
Yes.
As, you know,
so a lot of, R&Ds, a lot of best-to-best designers mm-hmm. who are involved into each and every detailing of the product.
Right.
So that will just give you in the round of the showroom, so
of
you'll
course.
Understand the detailing.
Don't worry, for all our lovely viewers and listeners, we have lots of videos and photos coming up. So tell me, what is the concept behind the store like Auxhome's? How is it different from other furnishing and home decor stores here?
See, in the market, I think there's a wide array. Now, talking today, I think there are so many multiple people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah, back in 2011,
yeah.
I mean, there were no stores in
yes.
India with such
you were
a
kind
premium.
Of pioneers in the field.
Yes.
That's why we are here. We love enterprising people who have, you know, started, worked hard, passionate.
So on the reverse, I will say we started at a very young situation. So the funny thing was, whenever we used to go to a lot of places for, you know, selling the product. So they used to ask, you have some your father with you or somebody supporting
yeah.
you or but yeah. yes, that is how the journey we started.
Okay,
yeah.
Lovely. So what inspired you to start something new? I know you said that there was not one stop destination for all this, but any other inspiration you would like to share?
I think more than inspiration, I think once we got the hang, because as he said, you know, we started really young. So
right.
when we started our experience with the Italian brands, what we understood, you know, our first training sessions example, you know, they told us that there's one person in the factory who was doing a product. They did that for 2 years before they made an actual product.
Okay.
So that really gave us a very deep impact of the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at times when you just go through the catalogs and you understand the products, you don't know the history behind it.
Absolutely.
Once we went to the factories, we understood the passion they had put into the products.
Yeah.
It just helped us to, you know, get that hill. And
yeah.
it helped us the entire journey, you know, like when we sell a product, it's just not...
It's not only the piece what we're selling, it's a lot of story behind it.
Yeah.
And especially we also connect with majorly all the stories behind the furniture pieces. We always like to understand how it is being designed, what was the thought, because in all the brands there is some storyline behind any product.
Right.
And as Chitri said, that a lot of R&Ds, like before launching the product, they have that right engineering and they have tried and tested within their factories. Then the product is released in the market.
Absolutely.
And it stays for a very longer time.
Yeah.
So normally what happens is with a lot of people, they introduce some furniture pieces and then you know, you don't find them another next year. But the best part about these brands is they, you find a lot of pieces for generations.
Right, like classics.
Like classics also. And
investment pieces.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
that is what we really wanted, that whenever we are working on a project, so if we have sold something today, after 10 years also, after 15 years also, we connect with the client with a very positivity, with a very happy feeling, you know, because he is enjoying the product.
Absolutely.
So there is no problems with the furniture or,
yes.
you know, all those
yeah.
details.
And it becomes like a part of their home, a part of, so the story comes
yes.
from the design. Research all the aspects, and then it's an amalgamation of bringing it, the passion, into
Definitely.
Your home, right?
And the most
so it's not just
yeah.
like a catalog buy, but there's more to it.
The yeah. most important is till the time they are using the product, they are always remembering us.
So it's a recall.
Don't worry, you're so sweet. Anyone who meets you, they'll always remember you all. I think it comes as a part of the service that you provide as
yeah.
well. You know,
Absolutely.
So very nice to hear that. I'm sure you connect with all the people you. Purchase things from as well because
Absolutely.
Of this attention
Absolutely.
To detail
yeah.
and personal element.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great. So tell me, most of the products here in Oxholm are from Italy, as
yes.
you mentioned.
Yes.
How do you source your products and what goes behind selecting such unique pieces?
You know, as we've been mentioning till now that, you know, it's an entire exercise. Like, you know, when we started scouting for brands,
mm-hmm.
we went to various exhibitions, we went to various factories to
right.
Scout which are the right products for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we started, maybe we started with a brand or two. Now we keep on adding brands. It's
Absolutely.
It's a layering process.
Right.
So the best way is we normally prefer, like, we visit a lot of exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I will say that is just a first step. We always prefer going to the factory, see their entire setup, what
right.
All strengths are there, what
mm-hmm.
detailing is possible. So after visiting many factories and then we try to choose, okay, this is
yeah.
our right
what
way.
What is
to,
our right
okay.
Yes,
okay.
because I mean in Italy there are, you know, as the Italian market there are a lot of furniture brands,
Absolutely.
There are a lot of kitchen
yeah.
brands, but our target is always to go with A+.
Yeah.
We have to associate
so,
with
yes.
the brand which reflects our personality as well. Because,
Correct.
You know, we
yeah.
cannot, there's so many brands to choose from.
Absolutely.
There's so many brands which
yeah.
come to us to represent them. But then it has to marry the story because it's a relationship with the brand as well.
Of course.
Because made in Italy
yeah.
and, you know, or designed in Italy is a very common language you will always hear in
yes.
the market.
Yes.
But yes, what from Italy makes a lot of difference.
Absolutely. I think it's even for clothes. Like we love fashion, we love travel.
Yeah.
Of
yes.
course, home and interiors is a part of everyone's life. Like even my own husband, Kunal, he always says, oh, when he's buying a nice suit or shirt, is it made in Italy? Because I would like Italian made. You know, because just the craftsmanship is just, you
yeah.
know, it's couture, you know, for clothes.
Absolutely.
And it's like the detail, like I said. And the same thing goes for our homes, you
Definitely.
Know, all the details.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me, we believe in collections like these that you have in store, always have a story, like you said.
Yes.
So they are statement pieces as well, which can accentuate any space. What is the pattern you follow when recommending such beautiful products to your customers?
Okay, so,
normally
we always
yeah.
try to understand the project first.
Yes.
Because every home is a very individual project and
mm-hmm.
everybody has their own taste.
Right.
So first we try to understand
yes.
the right aspiration from the architect or interior designer or the client.
Mm-hmm.
And according to their requirements and the fits, we try to suggest different products. Because there are some people, they might prefer to have a more loungy sofa, as example.
Absolutely.
There are people, they prefer to have a higher seats and higher backs. Mm-hmm. So, depending on the choice and
absolutely. So, because home is also such an emotional topic for, I think, everyone.
Yes.
And especially in India, so we are very connected to home.
You'll be surprised, even overseas. I did a podcast with a friend, Roshni, in Dubai, and she has a huge, beautiful home, you know, a villa in Emirates Hills. And she was like, I just had a third child, so I don't care how fancy my house is, my kids should be able to jump on the sofa.
Definitely.
You know, so that was her brief to her interior designer and architect.
Absolutely.
That I want a child-friendly home, but I also want to entertain.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that, so I guess that's a good kind of, you know, example
and
of what people
day,
come up with.
Yes, and every day when a client comes to us, it's a new story.
It's
story. It's a new story, a new experience, because everyone has a separate set of needs, as you said.
Of course.
You know, for her, it was her child.
Anything
sometimes the family is bigger, sometimes it's smaller,
sometimes
there's only couple. So it's very subjective.
Absolutely.
What,
but anything really offbeat or fun or interesting that happened to y'all, would you like to share? You don't have to name the client. We both put you on the spot.
Honestly, there are multiple
stories.
Incidents and every project has a lot of fun. So,
so many.
Okay, we'll keep that off the record. Okay, so tell me, we would love to know some of the designers whose projects inspire Oxholm.
Okay. So yes, I mean,
we
good
can
question.
Go on with the list,
it's a long list,
but
yes,
we have our favorites.
So
yes.
I mean, that's common
between
me and Chitri that maybe starting with Perilisoni, Vincent van Dusen, Michael Anastasis,
Philip
Starck. You know, these are the names which they have done wonderful products. Not
Marcel Wonders.
I mean,
there's so many, but
we
are lucky that all the brands we represent have products by these designers.
Yeah, in the entire showroom round, we'll try to identify all the designers and
how lovely!
Details.
Yes, I can't wait to see it and share. For all you know, I'll end up shopping. Okay, anyway, so great. Thank you for sharing your favorites. What are the current trends in the interiors and furnishing industry that you see? What services are your customers most after? So what are the trends that you see in the industry, and what do customers also want? Mm-hmm. And do you see a shift in consumption patterns, especially after the pandemic?
Oh, definitely, yes. After,
maybe starting with the latter question and then coming to the
first. However you're coming.
So after first lockdown, then, I mean, there were the initial 10 days that we were a little free, you know, doing some videos at home and just chilling. Then after like 11 days, we started with Zoom calls and all.
Right.
So till then and till today, I mean, we have not...
It's a swamp.
We have not got
It's a shift of paradigm.
Yes.
Right. Because homes have become so important.
So important.
Absolutely.
So everyone is changing their places, finding their comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
New homes, of course, are in process how they always used to happen. A lot of renovations are happening.
So even in terms of finishes, in terms of products, everybody has gone very higher that we have to stay in home. You never know, because people have realized that value of a home and staying with the family.
Yes.
Because before the pandemic, so a lot of people were traveling and going out for dinners or with the friends, but now people have actually realized that home is one
kind of
self-sufficient.
Yes.
You don't need everything in the house.
Absolutely.
So some of the common patterns I've seen, which I've also done podcasts with some other interior specialists, and they said that work corners or even quiet corners, you know, to read, to do your yoga, whatever. So these little things, maybe bringing some green into the house.
Yeah.
So any particular requests you all had? Or
work
like,
from home was a very
work from
big,
home,
very,
yes.
very
yeah.
big request.
Absolutely.
Everyone wanted that comfort, quiet space, because no one really had a work from home before.
Yeah.
This
is
the first time we experienced that.
So actually, all of us, I mean, the entire world have learned work from home after the pandemic.
Yes.
So I think...
that was
so
my whole career started
work.
That way. In the pandemic, and look here we are today, you know, at a beautiful store, making people's homes, you know, that beautiful... So great. So that's a current trend, of course. Any other trends you're seeing that are really hitting?
Yes, I think
comfort
is most
not,
important.
Yeah, just to call it a trend, comfort, because as we said, this is all because of the pandemic.
Yes, because you're going to be spending more and more time at home.
Yes.
But yes, for sure, a lot of new people, they are preferring to have a more contemporary houses.
Right.
The majority of the people...
Yeah.
They prefer
generation.
To the young generation.
Yes.
They prefer
the
to have more straight lines, more clean, and more muted houses.
Clean lines, yes.
and
yes.
some colors within some you know pieces of chair or some poofs. That's it.
Yeah, like
yeah.
pop.
Yes,
of
the
color.
Pop colors. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, nice. So I think that's very stylish also, you know, keeping it easy on the eye and then just having either art or elements. Like I love these glass doors that you all have. We'll show them, you know, later with so much color. So what is the secret to Ox Home success according to both of you?
I think it's a very simple...
Besides the fact that you have friends like family who make the, you know, such a great team, what else do you think?
There are only two words to this, I think, to make it very easy and simple. It is the product, what we deal with.
Yes.
And second is us.
Yes, absolutely. That's another secret.
It's
an easy secret.
Yeah. So there's no secret. It's a very open
door. No, it's the product and the service, which is the team, you know,
yes.
the main,
yes.
you know, you guys.
No.
So are we going to have Ox showrooms in other places, in India, in the world?
I would say it's a big secret dream, which you have to wait for another podcast.
Why not? So, yeah, we'll be back anytime. Yeah. And what's next for Ox Homes besides, of course, you know, more stores, more power to you. That's
Thank
what we
you.
Say at Embawa always.
Thanks.
Are you bringing in more international brands and designs to India?
Yes.
Yes.
So, as Chitti said, that's a new thing. Like,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
a surprise.
It's a
new
reveal
coming,
yeah.
new reveal coming
so
soon.
Podcast,
yes.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, again, that is going to be something very exciting what we are planning.
Any timeline we should look for?
Not
Shall
more
I pencil
than...
you in?
I will pencil us in by the end of the year.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so we will do part two then. Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So any last words? It's such a nice feeling sitting with you all. I can actually feel the love, the passion, and you know, with the dedication that you all have, the commitment level towards what you do. So I mean, the smiles on your faces say it all. We can all see it. But any last words for our lovely viewers, audiences? Any tips you would like to give
I
for
think
homes?
First of all, thank you to you that
yes.
you are covering yeah, us
because
and you
made
that effort. Yes.
The
so yes, because. That's again a task nowadays, you know, traveling and coming and doing the podcast.
No, of course.
So,
yeah.
I think...
we would like to invite everyone to come over
yes.
and have an experience.
Yes.
Is what we
So,
would
experience
like
is the right
Yeah, because I
word.
Think what we can transmit is something we cannot, unfortunately, do digitally because how our product is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy if you could see us online, but
yes.
if you can drop by to our store, I think we'd get it.
You
us.
Must visit
yes.
their store. It's in New Delhi, Defense Colony. Details later. But also, we're going to try and do lots of lovely photos and videos to share,
Absolutely.
You know, with you all. Thank you so much. So much. Honestly, it's been such a pleasure. This brings us to the end of an amazing chat with the one-of-a-kind brand, Ox Home, and the lovely, lovely, Angelica. I'm going to call you that, okay? And so much love and so much history behind it and research and development, like they said, from the brands to them doing it, you know, themselves. Also, thank you so much for the lovely chat about your passion project, which is going to also expand into bigger and better ventures.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end. And thank you, my lovely listeners. For all this and more engaging content, please feel free to follow me and my grid on Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, always keep shining, keep smiling. Have a safe and fantastic week, everyone. And don't forget to own it.